Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday, the 3rd of February. Betfair getting me up against the 8. But I have to say, this year hasn't started great for me. Not ill flipping this power business. I feel ill again. I feel I've got a cough coming again. Don't know whether it's long COVID. And Betfair testing my patience this morning with this Rotherham Derby game. It's all going pear-shaped. Let's have a little Telegraph poll update. I've probably got about another 15 minutes before it goes off again. Went out yesterday, have a little look. They're not even in straight. I was talking to Gary Smith on the phone while I was out walking the dog. Thought I'll have a look. Lovely new poles, creosoted, all beautiful, brand new yellow warning stickers and that on them. In at about a 12 degree angle. Good wind, they'll be over. Absolutely flipping useless. And Dio, your little tweet that, as I said to them, not much work going on, they walked off and abused me. No, son, this is the Garden of England. I actually heard them say, as I walked away, what a nice chap he was. Don't have any of that gutter snipe stuff here in the Garden of England. We leave that to you West Country bumpkins down there for that. Talking to West Country while you're at it, for everybody else, if you've got relatives in the West Country, I have got... the perfect gift for them that you can buy. Anything. Birthdays, Christmas, Mother's Days, Father's Days. It's perfect for all occasions. Buy them a membership to Ancestry.com. Because it ends up costing you nothing. It's perfect. It's all done in 14 days. They do it in the 14-day free trial, don't they? They only need to go back two or three. I mean, they're all related, aren't they? So it just literally go back. Oh, yeah, I know him there. I mean, I won't say FTS members because Dio say I'm not an FTS member, but FTS pod listeners, we got a fair few in the West Country. Link it all up. They're probably all related. And you old Middle Earth last night, you do get hostile, you Middle Earth boys, don't you? See, old GH tried to catch me out. I posted a bet in the Telegram group, posted four or five bets yesterday, had a good night. One of them was Forest to win away. GH, you did have me because he put on the chat something wrong with the fixed odds sheet. I immediately panicked thinking I'd messed up the odds sheet, the ultimate sheet in the morning, rushing to try and get it done before the power. And then he followed it up with a little, you've got Forest down to beat Coventry. Up the Forest, son. Up the Forest. Points in the kicker again. 3 points on the table. Money in the bag. Money in the satchel. Go clicked. Up the Forest. But then they all get so hostile, don't they? Old OT, he hates them. Do like it. Complete and utter hostility. What else happened? Wolves beat Arsenal. I didn't watch any of the football last night, so I don't know what happened. Again, oh, was he watching it with his solar power and that? No, I didn't watch it at all. I don't know whether I haven't seen the Louise incident. Talking's difficult now. The Louise incident, was it? I'm hearing it wasn't a penalty. Didn't touch him, but I don't know. Penalty, red card. Did they have two sent off, or was it Southampton had two sent off? United 9-0, eh? United 9-0. Not going to get top four, are they, Suggsy? Idiot. But they still got that, put there, the mandatory penalty. I called it up on my phone, Football 24, like flipping it, 5-0, 6-0, and then it seemed to go 7-8-9 really quickly. Clicked to see the scorers on the Football 24, and there it is, Fernandez penalty. Doesn't matter, does it? I don't know, again, was it a penalty? But probably not. They probably just gave them one, see if you can get to 10, lads. Come on, let's help you along. I understand it was Mike Dean, useless. Bet of the week is tomorrow, Chelsea to beat Spurs. I cannot see any way that Chelsea beat Spurs. I've just been going over Spurs for. I went out for a walk yesterday, listening to a podcast about football. And they got on to talking about Spurs and Mourinho. They talked about Mourinho, really, blaming defenders. And a guy made a good point about we keep going on about these great players. We got Kane, Son, Bergwijn, Lamella, Bale, all these great forwards. We've played, I missed one off, I text the boys tomorrow, we've missed one off. We've played West Brom, Newcastle, Fulham, Palace, Wolves, Brighton and Everton and scored 5 goals. We're absolute garbage. So I do think genuinely, people are just, oh, you say it because you're down on Tottenham. Tottenham's form for the last 2.5 years, I know Chelsea, you know, if Fat Frank was in charge, I wouldn't be saying it, but
they will be a completely different outfit under this guy, and I do think Chelsea are a good bet tomorrow, but we'll cover that tomorrow. Right, today, football, ancestry.com. Don't forget, get it. Any West Country people, get them one. In you go, and then cancel it after 14 days. Don't need it. It's all done. Job done. Right, where are we? He says, having this flipping, I had to wait because Betfair was down, and then I haven't got this poxy game up. Useless. The Rotherham game that was postponed last night is being played tonight. They've put it on the exchange as Tuesday the 2nd of February with all markets suspended. Absolutely hopeless. Right, I have got a first half goal at Sion in Switzerland. Sion, 7:30 kickoff, late first half goal there. Sion are playing St Gallen, so a late first half goal there. And I have got a, let's give you a late second half goal, just looking at match times. There was one in Brazil, but that's midnight, I won't give you that one. Let's give you this one here. Saint Etienne, against one of the teams I struggle to pronounce. Saint Etienne versus Nantes. Not Nantes. Saint Etienne versus Nantes at 8 o'clock. So whatever the score is at half time, provided it's not 4x or x4, then drip lay the scoreline. So if it was 1-0, drip lay under 1.5 from 75 minutes onwards. Saint Etienne versus Nantes. And Sion versus St Gallen. What other things have I got to mention? Oh, Steve Williamson. Steve did an interview with us when I did the interview. I do plan to do some more interviews, just with the way things have been, time, Christmas, me then being ill. I've sort of not got round to them, but I will do some more. But Steve did one, was one of the first back end last year whenever we did them. Cracking guy, Steve. Got a lot of time for him. I always think, I said to him when I spoke to him last, I always think he's one who uses Twitter properly. He either uses it for light-hearted, terrible jokes, or to give some pearls of wisdom. I have got a lot of time for him. And Steve is, for the first time, doing some one-to-one pre-race trading. He's a pre-race trader. I thought he would, when he first sort of mentioned it, I saw it come up on Twitter and then subsequently spoke to him. I thought like he would have, like I would do a trading group of 20 people at once, but he's actually doing it on a sort of individual basis. So you'll get to sit with Steve, follow him for a couple of hours yourself. So if anybody does want to give that a go, I think he's having a website built. When he gets that done, I'll let you know. He hasn't asked me to plug it. I'm not getting anything for plugging it. I just think that for those of you interested in that, I'm going to try and do it myself just because I've never ever done it. So it just intrigues me how it all works. But you know, there's certain people that I think you can learn off, and Steve would definitely be one for me. I've often said if I wanted to learn something, I'd go to people who do it well. Steve, very good at what he does, so, and a good lad. So I'll just mention that. I will keep you updated if the website, when the website is up, I'll get that sorted. FTS Racing members, the RTS database is up to date. The RAP database needs some work to code it to be 2021 ready. So get that sorted, and I'll get that online for you over the next week or so. Again, with me being ill and things, just certain things got held up in the pipeline. But hopefully this isn't this current latest cough doesn't develop into anything. It's just a matter of bit of lingering afters. What else have I got? I knew there was something else, but I just cannot. Typically cannot remember it. Oh, looks like they're unsuspending the Derby market now. We might be getting somewhere. Just got it on the wrong day. Useless. What else was there? There was definitely something else, but I just cannot remember it. Done Steve. Done Middle Earth. Done the old West Country. No, can't think. Gone. I've got tomorrow I'll try and do some heat map stuff. That was the other thing. I sorted some stuff out for you yesterday. which I'll cover when I've got guaranteed power, and I know I can speak for a bit longer, and Mindset Monday, somebody asked me why didn't I do it yesterday. It'll probably be 30, 40 minutes. I'll try and record these as quick as I can at the minute, because if the power goes off, I'll lose them. I'll get all back to that on Monday. Those of you waiting for stuff now, I'm working through it. I'll get myself sorted, hopefully over the next 24, 48 hours as quickly as possible. Have a lovely Wednesday. I'll crack on, and I will be back with you all tomorrow.